Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Taney County Board of Adjustments meeting for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022, 6 p.m. And we'd like to go ahead and do our call to order.
Okay.
And Scott, if we could establish a quorum.
Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards. Rick Caudill.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. And Scott, if you could do the explanation of the hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and governing statutes.
So, yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the March 16th, 2022 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and maps into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each case, for each application, will be read, followed with any questions for the staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in attendance. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty by the governing statutes: 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it, which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and maps.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
We'll review the February 16, 2022 meeting minutes. Has everybody on the board had an opportunity to take a look and review that?
Yep. Mr. Chair, I have read through them, and I would move to approve them in their current form.
I will second that motion.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Scott, we have three members present tonight. Would you please explain the bylaws in regards to voting?
Situation tonight with only three board members falls under Article 13 voting, and I've got it on the screen, but I'll read it. Each Board of Adjustment member shall be entitled to one vote on all issues presented to the Board of Adjustment. It shall require the concurring vote of at least three members of the Board of Adjustment to constitute a decision for the Board of Adjustment. B, if at a hearing before the Board of Adjustment there is present only three members of the Board of Adjustment, then in such an event, the applicant of the proceedings shall have a one-time option to continue the hearing until the next regular scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting at which there exists a quorum of members of the Board of Adjustment, and the matter shall be heard at that meeting without another option pursuant to this paragraph to continue the hearing to a later date. This option shall be requested prior to the evidence being received by the Board of Adjustment for the particular project or application or testimony tonight. So before we start testimony, please check with your applicants to see if they want to take that option or move forward tonight.
Okay. With the first appeal, Shyla Brown, would you like to move forward? Okay. Then the second appeal, Margaret.
I represent Margaret DiBenedetto.
Okay. Would you guys?
Continuance.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And that's April the 20th.
April
is that
the 20th.
Correct?
April,
yeah,
the April 20th.
April 20th.
Thank you.
Okay. So
you want to explain what that means for anybody here?
What we're going to do is we are going to, we're not going to be hearing the appeal for Margaret this evening. Anybody that's here for that is welcome to go or stay if you'd like. But we'll be hearing that on April 20th. So for that, anybody that is going to be wishing to speak tonight, has everyone signed in?
Yes.
That's going to be okay. Then we're going to do a swear-in. We'd ask that anybody that's going to be speak tonight,
the husband,
raise
yep.
your hand. You promise to tell the truth.
I do.
Whole truth. All right. Thank you. We'll give these guys a second here to clear out. Okay. So, Scott, could you tell us about Appeal 22-001A?
Okay. So, on October the 12th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied conditional use permit number CUP 21-025 requested by Shyla Brown, who's seeking approval for a nightly rental use in an existing three-bedroom single-family home located at 721 Shore Road. The property is a three-bedroom home, is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So here's the PowerPoint presented to the Planning Commission. Of course, this is a staff recommendation that was given to the Planning Commission, but if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, these would be the recommendations unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. It is our standard staff recommendation for nightly rental conditional use permits, except for the red is the part that changes. So for a three-bedroom home, you'd have a maximum occupancy of 8. For occupancy of 8, you need a total of 4 parking spaces. So this is the little community of Power Site. There's 76 highways over here to the east or the right of the screen. Here's the highlighted parcel. You take VV, State Highway VV, and then you turn left on Shore Road. This is just showing the old plat. I can't even remember. It was in 1966 when that was platted. So these are the actual pictures that were presented to the Planning Commission. As you can tell by the green trees. And I took some intermediate pictures. I don't remember when these were taken, but I've got some after this. She started working on the parking. And there's the finished parking that's got the rail on it.
How many additional parking spots were
they added? Need 4. Well, I'd say at least 3. There's probably only one there.
But I mean now.
There's 4. There
is 4 now.
More. Mm-hmm. There's right here, there's 3 or 4 bumpers. I'll have
there's
to.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
And And then the other part in the front of the house.
That's a fifth one right there.
Yeah, there's the fourth one, and then there's five. So there's five parking.
Okay. We'll have you come up here in just a second.
Yeah. And at that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. Ms. Brown?
I've got some printouts on my presentation.
Okay.
And in that presentation, I was at one point of the research study, and that's the one line there. I'm Shyla Brown. My husband Alex and I bought 721 Shore Road last August, and he couldn't be here tonight, sorry. He had work and couldn't reschedule since the meeting got rescheduled. We wanted to use it as a nightly rental when we're not using it as a vacation place. My family, my dad's side of the family, lives up in Moberly, so it's a good place for us to come up and meet our family. And then my husband's family lives in Kentucky, which is about halfway from our house in Plano to here for each of us. It's about the same distance. So it's a good place to meet. We have an autistic special needs child, so we'll try to get together with our family enough to keep him familiar with everybody. So that was kind of our idea. And also on top of it, we wanted to be, an income-producing property so we could, plan for his future, essentially. So if we don't get the nightly rental thing, we will be long-term renting it. I just, want you to know. I want my neighbors to know that. So there will be somebody there. I don't like the idea of leaving the property vacant. I wanted to go ahead and, after introducing myself, I want to address the four reasons that we got turned down. The first one was that there were no other nightly rentals in the vicinity. And I don't know if you want to switch. Yeah. There were no other nightly rentals in the vicinity. The second was it could cause a change in the dynamic of the neighborhood. The third was concerns with narrowness of the access road, and then the fourth was lack of parking. So first I'm going to address the no other nightly rentals in the vicinity. Powerside itself doesn't have any nightly rentals that I could find. But when you say vicinity, if you look directly across the water from us, there's Peninsula Cabins and RV Park. It's a third of a mile from our house, to there, according to Google Maps. And they have RV parks and like little cabins that you can rent nightly rental. And then across the water, three quarters of a mile from our house, is Edgewater Beach. And they've got at least 10 nightly rentals that they have, that they use. So we're just pointing out that there actually are some in the vicinity. They're just across the water. So, and then there was a similar case to ours that was approved in September where there hadn't been one in a neighborhood prior, so we were just stating that is, something that we saw where you do sometimes set a precedent where you allow a nightly rental in a neighborhood where there hadn't been one before. And I've got some, there's some graphics about the distance and like all those little dollar signs over there. Those are different rentals at the Edgewater Beach. This is all Edgewater Beach. So this is our house down here at the bottom, and that's Edgewater Beach, and it's 4,000 feet, which is three quarters of a mile. If you go to the next slide, that's Peninsula Cabins and RV Park, and it's 1,450 feet from our house, and it's like a quarter of a mile, essentially, 0.27. So you can see they're pretty close. As far as the parking goes, this was when they were just first finishing it. Since then, I've added some railing around the edge. There'll be more pictures if you want to see them, but there's also dimensions on it. And then I tried to get everybody to park. That's as many vehicles as I could get to park on there. But one of the spots is like a little angled spot, and the rest are straight in. And then we also have a new the side parking spot was there. It's just been expanded a little bit. But honestly, if we have a nightly rental, we'll be telling the renters to only park in these four spots and not the little sideways one, because we want them to come in to the neighborhood down our street and then go back out the way they came, because there's dead inside.